Everyone, welcome to 99% Effective. I'm Teacher Tremontano Kelly, and I'm excited to welcome my co-host, but we also have somebody special with us today. Hi, George.
Hey, Tisha. Hey, everyone out there. Yes, so as Tisha noted, we do have a very special guest with us today. We are joined today by our friend, Erin.
Hello.
Hi, Erin.
Hi.
And if you've listened to our past episodes, you'll recognize Erin's voice because she was with us when we did our summer sibling series and she participated in the panel with her sister. So Erin, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Nice to see you again, Erin.
Thank you.
So Tisha, how's your fall going so far?
It's actually been a beautiful fall. I have to say it's probably one of the better weather-wise falls we've had in a really long time. Me and my family and my dogs have really been enjoying it and getting out and doing a lot of fun things. The only thing I don't like about the fall is the weather that comes next. I am not looking forward to cold. The first snowstorm I like, but that's about it. Then after that, I'm over it.
No, I hear you. I think we've all been feeling that way. Erin, have you been getting out with your dog?
Yep.
Now we're trying to gear up for the winter and what's going to come, but that's okay.
Yep.
We don't completely not like the fall because there are some things that come in the fall season that we certainly like. And I think we'd all get ready for kind of the upcoming holiday season, you know, some mm-hmm. of the holidays that we really enjoy, you know, spending time with friends and families and things like that, right?
Oh, yeah. I like the arts and crafts, too.
Yeah.
It's always fun.
Yeah. Always some good things. Some decorations that you can put up around the house. That's going to be a big thing over at my house for the next couple months as we get ready for all the seasons and putting up things.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Yeah. I always like going to the craft stores. It's fun, and you always find something fun to do.
Definitely a great way to spend kind of a chilly day where you want to mm-hmm. just have a fire going or something.
Oh, yeah. Make Christmas cookies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some mm-hmm. hot chocolate.
Yeah.
Make one of the big things everyone use now is the those like hot chocolate, the cocoa bombs or something, and it's like a ball of like hot chocolate but with stuff stuck in it. And there's like every kind you could imagine. So those are like a big thing this year.
Yeah, I've definitely seen those. So it's interesting because, you know, now that we've, you know, gotten past Thanksgiving and, you know, we've gotten to do some of those things, you know. Erin, are there any things that you and your family like to do around the Thanksgiving time?
Well, we usually go to Florida, mm-hmm. but this year we're not going to because of COVID.
So this year you didn't do that, huh?
No.
No.
We're just going to be relaxing at home, going to arts and crafts fairs. Definitely, that's my kind of thing. I like going to arts and crafts fairs. We'll be doing that and then hopefully decorate some trees and, you know, start getting gear for Christmas to come. So
yeah
and you know, I know with, you know, Thanksgiving, people spend a lot of time with their friends and their families depending on where they are. And one of the unique things I think about the last kind of 2 years now is that we've certainly gotten used to doing things differently, you know, obviously because of COVID and things like that. We weren't necessarily able to travel as much, so I know that, you know, a lot of times families have been doing things virtually.
Yes.
Which is very unique. Did you guys do anything virtual last year?
No, we didn't, but we did keep in touch with the family and everything and talk to them and stuff. But yes, I heard that there's a lot of weddings going on that's on a computer now, and because mm-hmm. a lot of people are getting married and that's what they want to do instead of having a big wedding.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Hopefully after COVID they can.
Yeah, and that brings up another thing that you forget. A lot of times, yeah, there are a lot of weddings this time of year, huh?
Yeah.
Like the fall, the spring, and winter weddings. So, Tisha, did you guys have to do anything virtually last year?
Last year, we did not, but we did keep it smaller. But we did in the spring of, I forgot when it was now. I feel like I can't figure out the years, and I know I'm not the only one.
Yeah.
But we did do a virtual Zoom Easter with the whole family, which was, I mean, you know, it wasn't the same, but it was still fun to see everybody. And, you know, we talked and caught up and we did some play some games because we're a big like board game family. So So we did. So things have changed, and not all for the bad. We made some new traditions, and we invited some people in. Otherwise, you know, if our family weren't around, or, you know, depending who's comfortable and not in a certain situation, you know, or if somebody was going to be alone. So we, you know, some things changed for us, but they're all for the good.
Yeah, no, and I think that's a good sentiment, because, you know, some of the things that we try to focus on here is, you know, what are some things that families can do to adapt, you know, and a lot of the work that we've done has talked about being adaptable and, you know, and making those mm-hmm. changes and those transitions, you know, and this is kind of one of those years where we're transitioning to something new. It's, you know, okay, people are going back to doing more things in person, but then we're facing other challenges like travel. I hear travel over the last couple months has been pretty chaotic, whether you were driving, taking the train, taking the plane. Erin, have you been flying anywhere lately?
I just came back from Vegas.
Wow.
It was really fun. I had a good time. But yes, I'm definitely going to be traveling, you know, in the car, and to hopefully be going back and forth to here to Philly, because I have family in Philly. Mm-hmm. So I'll be going on the train. Yes, I know. Eagles. My cousin is a Sups, so he's a big fan of the Eagles.
We'll
I'm going to be doing is going back and forth and to see them and see how that goes. But yes, I'm excited.
That is exciting. Car trips can be a lot of fun. I think that's one of the things that I hear people really kind of did a lot, you know, over the last 2 years, you know, figuring out how can I still go visit family, or what are the things I can do? And I think having the ability to kind of hop in the car and see someone if they're not too far away. Mm-hmm. I personally wouldn't be driving to Vegas. That's a long trip.
Oh, yes.
So I'm glad that you were able to kind of hop on a plane and get out there.
Yes.
That sounds like an exciting time.
It was.
Yeah. I've personally only been flying about twice so far, and certainly felt like it was, you know, an enjoyable experience. I think a lot of us like to be able to travel, especially, you know, around the holiday season. So it'll be interesting to see kind of how are they making it a little bit easier for people to travel? You know, are you seeing lots of delays? I know we've been hearing some of that, but I think people are certainly looking forward to getting out there and visiting family and friends again.
I think things are changing for people, because some people, like Erin, you guys aren't going to Florida this year. So, and you're not the only one. I'm hearing a lot of people that you do usually go down south for the holidays, and they're not. Again, that's where traditions are changing, but it's not always bad. So you do things, you're going to go to Philly and see your family. And, you know, same with us, that we're spending our holidays with some family we haven't in a while, because they're not going down south.
Yeah. And, you know, I think it'll certainly give people opportunities to do things more around their home, you know, certainly still spend time around the house and things like that. Erin and I were talking a little bit earlier ago about one of the things we like most about kind of the whole holiday season is just not having to go to work.
Yes.
Sometimes you just enjoy having time off from work and sleeping in. And, you know, that's certainly an enjoyable part, right, Erin?
Yes. Yeah. Spend time with family, too, and friends, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah. I know it's a good time to catch up with friends and to catch up with family that maybe lives a little bit further away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So.
Hey, Erin, do you do a lot of shopping over the holiday season?
I do, but I mean, my mom and my sister love going out on Black Friday, but I'm like, no way am I going to that.
I am with you, Erin.
I can't.
I'll meet you. We'll meet for breakfast.
Oh, yes. That would be fun.
I have no interest in that.
No. We did a couple of times in Florida. I did go to Target a couple of times at night, but then I'm like, no, I'm just not about it. I hear like a lot of bad things, and I'm like too scared to go in.
Yeah, it's a lot of people. It's a lot of people, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So sometimes you can find those deals online, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yes. Online shopping was on its way up anyway. And I think with the pandemic, it is through the roof.
Definitely. I know one of the things that I'm looking forward to doing this year, which I haven't done in a long time, is we're going to go down to New York and see the tree after it's lit.
Oh, so, nice.
Yeah, that'll be something.
That's always fun.
Yeah, you know, it's a nice day. Hopefully we can find a nice weather day to kind of go see the tree and do some walking around, you know, that way you get that family time, you can get some of those new traditions, because I think that's the other piece. It's about creating those new traditions, things that you haven't been able to do, but you really say, I'd love to do that. And, you know, maybe this will be the year for people.
Yeah, it is. Going into New York City is a magical experience.
Yeah, a lot of work, but you know, we'll manage it.
Yeah.
We'll manage it. So with that being said, Erin, what are some things that when you think about the holiday, what are some things that you say, yes, I love the holiday, but I have to have this during the holiday season for it to be, you know, fun?
Oh, well, I cannot go out with apple pie and pumpkin pie on Thanksgiving. That's a no-no. Yeah. In my house, if you do not have that, and also eggnog. That's a big thing in our house, is eggnog.
Eggnog, okay.
Now, see. Do you make any of that stuff yourself, Erin?
No, but I do help Mom making apple pie. She nice. Loves making it from scratch. So I'll help her with all that and stuff like that. Yeah. And Christmas cookies too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gotta have Christmas cookies at Christmas time.
Yeah. No, I think these are all really important things. You know, for me, I really enjoy kind of going around and seeing like all the light displays that they do because there's just so many.
Oh yes.
You know, so it's really nice to see people decorate their homes or how businesses decorate, you know, how the town centers like to decorate and kind of really get into the feeling of the whole season, because really, if you think about kind of all of the holidays, you know, we have, you know, Thanksgiving, which passed, we have Hanukkah, we have Christmas, we have Kwanzaa, we have Three Kings. There's just so many holidays in there that you really get to just see all the lights, and it's just a really fun time of year.
Yes, yeah.
And I noticed people started decorating much earlier this year, like literally a day or two after Halloween, I saw Christmas decorations going up. And I think that really started with the pandemic, especially the first year of the pandemic, which was 2020. So the pandemic started in March, basically 2020. So that holiday season, people went all out with holiday decorations. Everyone was wanting to decorate more and spread more joy and just some, you know, something pretty, because so many people were getting in their cars and driving around and looking at all the way people were decorating their houses. And I remember that from when I was younger, and it seemed like it went away for a while, and now it seems like it's back.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, Tisha, to your point, that's just such a fun and relaxing thing that you can do mm-hmm. with the family. And, you know, despite it being dark so early now, the positive is that you get to see kind of the lights and the displays out a little bit longer. So, but, you know, yep. the same thing in my area, you know, you see lots of decorations. I know people were putting it up in July, even mm-hmm. a lot of their decorations, which has become, you know, a popular thing to kind of do, you know, the holidays in July sometimes now.
Right.
Just to signal that, oh, we're halfway to the holiday season. So I definitely saw a lot of that in my area as well.
Yeah, I noticed more people decorating more elaborately for Halloween this year.
Mm-hmm.
And even for Thanksgiving, where people had like those blow up turkeys in their yards, I think I saw more of those than I've ever seen before. But it's fun. I think it's a great atmosphere.
Yeah. And, you know, I think one of the things that I'm really excited about is that a lot of businesses and a lot of places like museums are doing a lot more sensory friendly events,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
especially this time of year, because they know that the kids are not in school. And so, you know, I know like, the Science Center in Hartford does some sensory friendly days, which is always nice, because I think one of the other things that parents think about, you know, during the holiday season is, yes, you got this time off and it's time for us to spend together. You know, what are some things that we can do in an environment that really works for us? You know, so when we think about that inclusive environment, you know, where are places that families can go? And so it's really nice to see how the community is really focusing on, you know what, let's do sensory friendly days. That way we can mm-hmm. announce those to the community and make sure that, yes, here's a place that you can come with your family and it's going to be just as enjoyable as it would for anybody else.
Right. And we do, you'll see in our show notes that George and I found, I think, a really great list of a lot of different fun activities around the state. Obviously, it's not all of them because there's so many, but Google is your friend and you can find them. But we did find a pretty good list and we have all the links. But as George mentioned, there are some sensory friendly things coming up that I just want to highlight. At the Bushnell in Hartford, they're actually doing the musical Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, a sensory-friendly one. It's their 1 o'clock performance on that day. And again, I have that in the show notes along with the link to that. But then there is December 5th, if you check out different malls, and again, it's under all events, they're all doing a sensory-friendly visit with Santa, and it's all different times. But I know on December 5th, Milford Post Mall's doing it. There's one of the malls in Manchester, Trumbull and Waterbury are all doing it on December 5th, but then Danbury's doing it on December 12th. And again, we have that link in the show notes so people can find that information. I wish when my son was younger, they had that, because that was a no-go for us. So I appreciate that so many different organizations are trying to make it even more inclusive for kids. And that the Bushnell now has been doing this, I want to say, the Sensory Friendly Rudolph, probably for about 6 years now, 6 or 7 years.
And that's really, you know, really great to see. You know, I know one of the other things that the Bushnell was talking about doing was a Lego sculptures event that was also sensory friendly. So not relegated to just, you know, holiday specific things, but you know, what are things that all kids like to do? I think pulling in Legos. I know that there are other museums that, you know, those hands-on museums that are saying, you know, we also want to make sure that we have sensory friendly events so that kids can be engaged with their peers, with their siblings, because, you know, being able to engage with your sibling in an activity is something fun. So
yeah,
and I know you talk about spending a lot of time with your brother and your sister over the holidays.
Yep.
And your nieces and nephews.
Yep.
Can't forget about
my
them.
My nephew, yeah.
So yeah, and I think, you know, that's one of the things that's really exciting, is that there are going to be a lot more sensory friendly things for kids to engage in kind of over this winter break.
Oh, absolutely. So Aaron, I have another question for you. I know you said you like to help your mom bake Christmas cookies. What is your favorite kind of cookie?
Oh, chocolate chip cookie.
Oh, so you like the old school chocolate chip cookie. Yeah.
I don't like gingerbread. Gingerbread is not a fan of my stomach. So
yeah, okay.
Don't like it. I love anything sugar cookie. I like sugar cookie too.
Yeah, I like sugar cookies.
And it makes me, my all time favorite is the peanut butter balls. I love
Okay. So you must have a sweet tooth, because you've talked about pies, pumpkin, apple, the cookies.
I do have a big sweet tooth.
I like the actual food. So Christmas Eve is probably one of our biggest traditions, and we do something, and again, we've changed it over the years. We used to do, some people heard about the seven fishes, and so we would do all the different fishes, and we still do that, but now we do more of a surf and turf. So we do a lobster and some steak. So that's kind of what we've been doing the past few years. And again, last year, the past 2 years, we've been doing it. Things have changed for us. Yeah, George, what do you guys do? Do you have any special food?
So I think I'm just the perfect blend of all of us, because I like the food and I like the desserts.
Yeah.
So I personally wouldn't want any of the holiday meals to feel left out. And so I make sure that I get, you know, one small meal, then I do some dessert, and then I do my second part of the meal, because that's what's important to me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I mean, who doesn't love the next day? That's probably my favorite part.
Mashed potatoes.
And George, the next day this year is a Sunday. So it's football and leftovers, because Christmas is actually on a Saturday this year. So
that's right. That's right.
So I will celebrating.
Yeah. And personally, as a big football fan, that is just a perfect combination for me. Mm-hmm. So I won't be rooting for the Eagles. I'm sorry, as a Packers fan. But, you know, hey. We all have
Packers,
our legs, right?
Packers are my second favorite.
Well, there we go.
It's the Eagles, the Packers, and the Steelers. Those are my three.
Yeah. So I think we'll have plenty of things to celebrate for this season. What do you think, Aaron?
Yes, definitely.
Awesome. I have one more quick question for Aaron.
Yeah,
go for it. You have a dog, right?
I do.
Does the dog get a present? Does the dog get any gifts during the holiday season?
No, she doesn't. But she likes to eat all the chocolate that's in our house.
Oh, no.
So she can't have any gifts.
No gifts, sir.
The Christmas tree. But once in a while, I'll give her a cookie. Like, if she's being really good, I'll give her one.
I think she should get a sugar cookie this year.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know.
Aaron, funny. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yes, thank you so much, Aaron.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you, everyone. Like we said, check out the show notes for a lot of different activities going around in the state of Connecticut. And our next episode, we're going to touch a little bit on some self-care and reducing stress through the holidays. So keep an eye out for that as well.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thanks, everyone. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
As always, you can find our podcast on Podbean, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and the Saturday website.
On any Amazon or Alexa-enabled devices, you can ask Alexa to play 99% Effective, Sarah Solutions podcast. And let us know what you want to learn more about. If you have an idea or topic, let us know. We would love to hear from you.